With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President-elect Trump will nominate anti-vaccine activist Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to serve as Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. In archive sound from August 2024, Kennedy, who had just pulled out of the presidential race, says he wants to make Americans healthy again.
We will be stronger, more resilient, more optimistic, and happier. I won't fail in doing this. Ultimately, the future, however it happens, is in God's hand.
Kennedy, a former Democrat who ran as an independent in this year's presidential race, abandoned his bid after striking a deal to give Trump his endorsement with a promise to have a health role in policy in the administration. A pro-Trump senator is warning GOP colleagues not to oppose the president-elect's cabinet nominees, Bob Agnew reports.
Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville is a staunch Trump ally and warns GOP colleagues who oppose his nominees or legislation that, quote, we're going to try to get you out of the Senate. He told Fox Business News Republicans who oppose Trump nominees should get out of the way. In fact, the U.S. Constitution calls on senators to advise and consent on nominations, but Tuberville says Trump's big margin of victory gives him a strong mandate and that he deserves to assemble the team he wants to carry out his agenda. Bob Agnew reporting.
Doug Collins, a former congressman from Georgia, is President-elect Trump's choice to run the Department of Veterans Affairs. We must take care of our brave men and women in uniform, Trump said in a statement. Collins is a chaplain in the U.S. Air Force Reserve Command. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 207 points, the NASDAQ dropped 123, the S&P 500 lower by 36, oil up to $68.64 a barrel. This is SRN News. A Christian legal group is ready for the Christmas wars.
Liberty Counsel is rolling out its annual Friend or Foe campaign early this year. Since 2003, the Christian law group has been offering free legal representation for people whose expression of Christmas in public is being squashed by schools and governments. Liberty Counsel says, quote, this campaign includes encouragement, education, and if necessary, litigation to guard our freedom to celebrate Christmas. Details can be found at lc.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's new ambassador to Israel has been a longtime supporter of the Jewish state. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee is also an evangelical leader, and he maintains the Palestinians have no right to establish a state on Israeli land. Huckabee recently said the title deed was given by God to Abraham and to his heirs. The former governor frequently visits Israel and once said he wanted to buy a vacation home there. This is SRN News. It sounds like a Keystone Cops saga. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports on a not-so-clever insurance fraud case in California.
The California Insurance Department says four Los Angeles residents have been accused of defrauding three insurance companies out of nearly $142,000. They claimed that a bear had caused damage to their cars, but it turned out that it was a person in a bear costume. How'd they get caught? The group provided video footage of the so-called bear to the insurance companies as part of their damage claim. Someone suspected it was not an actual bear, and after executing a search warrant, detectives found the bear costume in the suspect's home. I'm Shelley Adler.
Tropical storm Sara has formed in the Caribbean Sea and has begun lashing the sparsely populated Caribbean coast of Honduras with heavy rain. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.